Chapter 22, verse 1. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Well, I've come to the final chapter of the Bible in a series of programs that talks about the rehabilitation of the surface of the earth after a total destruction of the earth's surface as we know it today. And it talks about a beautiful, verdant, blue, just delightful climate. It talks about growing things. It talks about the healing of rivers and lakes and of vast oceans and waters. And it talks about how that's all going to happen, about the cuttings of trees and plantings being taken from one central site, almost reminding you of the picture you saw in the beginning chapters of the book of Exodus, Exodus 6, 7, 8, and 9, when the flood of Noah's time resulted in just a tiny few refugees, 8 in all, on Mount Ararat, coming down and beginning to farm and to plant and to rediscover a complete new Earth's surface that had been completely changed after the flood at that time. And of course, there is geological evidence for the flood. So, here in the 22nd chapter, it talks about this river, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now, many years ago, I was dealing with an architect in which I had the fabulous idea for a beautiful fountain and a spring. Well, we were going to completely enclose the student lounge, glass it in, and then right beneath an area reached by a little curved bridge would be like an island of concrete and stone with areas for chairs and little umbrellas and whatnot right in the middle of it. We never did it. We were going to. Would be where this fountain would issue out. So waters, clear, crystal clear, would come bubbling right out from beneath this rock and would disappear underneath this glass and in the stone there, and then just go right on out and down the hill. Would have been absolutely beautiful. Well, what we ended up with was beautiful, but it wasn't quite as beautiful as this would have been. Now, on a far grander scale, do you know what you're actually looking at here? And I'm going to show you real quickly in a couple of prophecies. Is that the headquarters of God's government is going to be just like that student lounge I described, except far grander, far greater, far bigger, far more fabulous, far more beautiful. It actually says, if you want to get technical and specific, that a huge fountain like a subterranean artesian well of sky blue water is going to come gushing out, going both east and west, from right beneath the throne of God and the Lamb, and is going to go toward the Mediterranean in the one area and over toward the eastern Araba and the deserts, what we now know as the areas of Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia, Jordan, etc. And let's just get the description of it, and I'll come back to that a little bit. Notice in verse 2, Revelation 22, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life. Now we're going clear back. Notice how the Bible ties up all the loose ends. It begins with the Garden of Eden, with Adam and Eve, with the tree of life on the one hand, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil on the other hand, with a strife between Satan the devil and God, Satan the devil trying to wreck God's handiwork, of course, and the two human beings choosing to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life. Here is the tree of life again, and a river, which is like a river of life. And the tree of life is said to bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. So it's symbolic, obviously. Perhaps not literal in every respect, but perhaps a blending of the both of them. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. Now, what heals nations is, of course, the healing of the human spirit, the changing of carnal, competitive, war-making man to generous, giving, loving, forgiving man. And that's what it is symbolizing here. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see his face. 1 John 3, 1 through about 4 says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And his name shall be in their foreheads. I want you to notice another prophecy now. Back in the book of Zechariah, here's the last part of the Old Testament, Zechariah 14, and it says this, Behold, the day of the Eternal comes. Your spoil shall be divided in the midst of you. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, it says half of the city will go into captivity, and half, the other, the residue of the people, shall not be cut off from the city. It says, then shall the Eternal go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought on the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Notice the remainder. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Azal. Yea, you shall flee as you fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzzah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee. In verse 8, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. That's speaking of the Mediterranean and the Sea of Galilee, but it means east and west. In summer and in winter shall it be. Now it goes on to describe a little more. Turn quickly to the 47th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. It says here, Ezekiel in the vision of the holy waters is seeing that he was brought to the door of the house, meaning the house or the very temple of God, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar.